Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Vav, and we will begin on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shiur, we spoke about moving a menorah on Shabbos. And the Gemara wanted to suggest that you're not allowed to move a menorah on Shabbos. And the Gemara said, the Tamamai, what is the reason a menorah may not be moved on Shabbos? Said the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Tavaya Hoyel Adam Kaveli Makam. A menorah is not meant to be moved. And the Gemara is now establishing that anything that's not meant to be moved is in the category of Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis. Something that's not meant to be moved is Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis, and therefore may not be moved. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Omle Abayel Rav Yosef, Vrei Kilas Chasanim. Kilas Chasanim is a type of bed that they used to have in those days. It looked like a upside down V, like a teepee, a canopy on top of the bed. Dodim kavei makom, people certainly designate a specific spot for the bed. Yet, says the Gemara, Vam Shmu Mishim Rav Chiya, Shmu taught us the name of Rav Chiya, Kilas Chasanim, this type of bed. The halacha is mutl and toisoy mutl farak b'Shabbos, may be opened and closed on Shabbos. The reason that there is no issue of a CS oil, of making an oil with such a bed, explained the Rishonim, is that for something to be considered an oil, it has to have a roof, a covering that's at least a tefach wide. These beds, the canopy on the top of the bed reaches a point. Since they reach a point that's less than a tefach wide, that isn't considered making an oil. But it's certainly something that a person doesn't move around. So why is the halacha, asked the Gemara, that you're allowed to move such a bed on Shabbos, if the halacha is that anything that can't be moved, that anything that Adam Kavei Loi Mokoyim should be considered aser to be moved on Shabbos? So therefore the Gemara retracts. And the Gemara says, Elam Rabaya, the reason one may not move the menorah is not connected to Hilchas Muksa, although Tosfos does point out that we're not retracting from the concept that there is a concept of Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kis, that there's a concept of something that you leave in a regular, in a designated place all the time, you're not allowed to move. But that's not, says the Gemara, the factor here. Alam Rabaya, we're talking about a menorah shel chulyos. It's a menorah that's made out of parts, and since it's made out of parts, Rav Shimon agrees you're not allowed to move it, because since it's made out of parts, it may fall apart, and you're going to come and put it back together, and you're going to be over this or Mesak and Keli, Makim Bepatish. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if that's the concern, my time of the Rav Shimon ben Lakish Tashari. Why did Rav Shimon ben Lakish allow us to move such a menorah? Why isn't he concerned you may come to put it together? Says the Gemara, my chulyos, what's the definition of chulyos in this Gemara? Ke'ein chulyos. It's not that they actually made out of sections. This be chitki. It has grooves which create the appearance as if it's made out of separate parts. And therefore, somebody's going to make a mistake, according to Chachamim, and think that you're allowed to move such a menorah. And that's why Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, we don't make such a gzeirah, and the other man Dominic said, we do make such a gzeirah. Hilkach, chulyos, if it's actually made out of different sections, then there's no machloikas bein, begdoyle bein ketana, whether it's a big menorah or small menorah, a surla tatla. You're not allowed to move it because we're concerned that it may fall apart and you're going to come to put it back together on Shabbos, which of course is usur because of makom patish. Gedoyle nami de ispe chitki. When you have a menorah that doesn't have sections, but it has these grooves, it's also usur. Gzeira ota gedoyle de chulyos. Since usually a large menorah is made out of sections, somebody who sees you moving a menorah, a large menorah, that isn't made out of section, that only has the grooves, is going to think that for sure this menorah really was made out of sections. And that would be a mistake, because you're not allowed to move a menorah that's made out of sections, because you may fall apart. Key pligi, then tie machlokes between Rabbi Yoich and Reish Lakish is when you have a katana, a small menorah, this bichitke that has grooves but not sections. Masover, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is gezrinon, that by this menorah we also hold you're not allowed to move it, because we don't want anybody to make a mistake that you're allowed to move a menorah with sections. And since it has the grooves, you may come to make this mistake. V'masover, and the Ma'adamand Amar Reish Lakish holds lo gezrinon. Since small menorahs usually are not made out of sections, so if you're going to have a menorah with grooves, not with sections, nobody's going to think that this is a menorah of sections. Because typically, this is the way Rashi learns, typically, small menorahs are not made out of sections. And since small menorahs are not made out of sections, we need not be concerned when it indeed doesn't have sections to be machmer on it. That's the way Rashi explains. The Ritva has a different approach. The Ritva says that a menorah that's made out of sections doesn't mean that it's also to put the sections together automatically. What's the issur of putting the sections together? As we said earlier, the issur is makabe patish. So he says that by the big menorahs, they used to indeed tighten the different sections, and that's called makabe patish. And therefore, since you could come to a real malacha d'oraisa, even when you have a menorah that's made out of grooves and not sections, we're going to be machmer. But the small menorahs, they, even if it's made out of sections, it wasn't typically tightened. And since it wasn't typically tightened, it's not going to be makabe patish d'oraisa. So if you have that it's a small menorah and it's not made out of sections, it's made out of grooves, you have every reason in the world to be lenient. Number one, it's not made out of sections. And number two, a small menorah, even if it is made out of sections, it isn't the biggest issue because you usually don't tighten it. So when you have all these reasons, says the Ritva, according to Reish Lakish, that it's small and it's not made out of sections, we can be lenient. So now the question is, what's the halacha when moving menorahs, moving candlesticks and candelabras, bizman hazel? It's a kli shel machdel iser. We know that a kli shel machdel iser is mutter to be moved letzar kufay mekaymai. But now we have a new issue by candlesticks and candelabras. What would be the halacha? So says the Mishnah Berurah that only in those times where menorahs were made out of sections that we make gzeira. But bizman hazeh, they're not made typically out of sections, and it's not common that the menorah should break. We don't have to be machmer. Now I saw in the Sefer Muksa from Rabadner that he says even a bigger chiddush. He says that even if you'll have a sectional menorah bizman hazeh, but they don't typically come apart. Since they don't typically come apart, there's no reason to be machmer. He says the only time it's a chiddush because the Gemara said a gzeira, but he's saying that since ours don't come apart, we need not be concerned. We need not be concerned about such a menorah, and we could be lenient. So in our previous year, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Paskin says that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is that indeed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? So I saw that the Sefer Chodesh Av asks a question. How could there be a question, what is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? We discussed in our previous year that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the sukkah being muksa. Rabbi Yochanan applied the concept of migadis katsoil ben ashmashas eskatsoil kula yoima on the sukkah. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan holds of the concept of muksa. How could that be a question? So he answers, in our previous year when we were talking about the sukkah, we were talking about something which is huksula mitzvasai. So he says, certainly something which is huksula mitzvasai, Rabbi Yochanan will hold the concept of muksa. Our Gemara's discussion is by other types of muksa. Will he also hold the concept of, does he indeed hold a muksa or not? So ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan indeed subscribe to the halacha of muksa? Vamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan teaches us a fact, halach stam mishnah. We always follow the stam mishnah. And Rashi Masechta Beya, that Beizam Abeiz Devarei Maskel Man, explains why is the halach stam mishnah. Because when Rebbe composed the Mishnayis, when he saw there was an opinion, which was certainly the correct opinion, he deliberately did not attribute it to a specific name. He didn't say that this is one opinion or the opinion of a certain Tana, that people shouldn't come to make the mistake and think that maybe not everybody agrees with it. By saying it like it's a Stam Mishnah, it'll be much more accepted in the Halacha. So Rabbi Yochanan says we always follow the opinion of a Stam Mishnah. But Tanan, and we learned the Stam Mishnah Masechta Kelim. We discussed it extensively in our previous shurim, so we're not going to repeat all of the different details. A Stam Mishnah Masechta Kelim teaches us, Mukhni Shalom, the wheel of this wagon, Bezman Shani in the Shmetas, when the wheel comes off easily from the wagon, Ein Chibaloi, it's not considered connected to the wagon, Veinim Dedesimah, as we discussed when we learned that halacha. The halacha is that if the wagon could carry 40 saw of liquid, it's considered, it's not makabel tuma, it's considered an oil. And therefore, let's say you would travel through a cemetery over a kever, what's in that wagon won't be tummy. Behemet selsima boil a mace. And if the wagon, if the box is large, so it's not makabel tuma, but that won't help for the wheel. Then goyernos of Shabbos, we're not allowed to move the wheel on Shabbos, bezman sheyesh lo maos. Because if it has money on it, then the wheel becomes a bosses l'davar osser, even though the wagon doesn't have money, but we're looking at the wagon at the wheel as two separate entities. Ha, what do we see from here? Ein lo maos, if there isn't maos money on it right now, Sharia, you would be allowed to move that wheel. Afagav the Havala Bein Hashmashes, even though there was money on it, Bein Hashmashes. Why should that be mutter? If you hold that of Muksa, don't we say Migadis Gatsoil Bein Hashmashes is Gatsoil Kula Yoima? And if it was Muksa on Friday, if it was Muksa before Shabbos, even though the money isn't there currently, it should still be Muksa. Amrav Zeira. Says Rav Zeira, Tamid Neshmasenu, we have to explain that that Mishnah is talking about Shloi Hoyol Amos Ka Ben Hashmashes, that there wasn't money on it on Ben Hashmashes. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda indeed is going to hold a Muksa. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, if there was money on it on Ben Hashmashes, it will be, even though there's no money on it now, the wheel is Muksa. Why? Because Migad is Gatsoil Ben Hashmashes, it's Gatsoil Kula Yoima. But here, there was no money. And if there was no money on a Ben Hashmashes, there's no reason to make it a Muksa. What? Even though that isn't the Poshta Pshat on the Mishnah, we're still going to have to say that Pshat. Shloi Lishba Dvarav Shlomo Yochanan. On one hand, we have Rabbi Yochanan holding Halach Kastam Mishnah. And this Mishnah, we need to... And we, on the other hand, we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Halachas of Muksa. In order to be able to reconcile the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that's the way we're going to have to learn that Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pamachas Holach Rebbe L'Diusfara. Once Rebbe came to the city of Diusfara, V'hoira b'menoira krev Shimon b'ner. He paskened like, when he spoke about a lamp, and he paskened by a lamp, like Rav Shimon, he passed him by a candelabra, like Rav Shimon spoke about a lamp. Iboilu. So immediately asked the Gemara, what does that mean? doesn't mean Hoyra b'mnoira, that he paskin by Menoira, Krav Shim b'ner, just like Krav Shim we've been learning throughout this parrot, holds that a ner, Yoshan, an old a candelabra that was used, Rav Shimon doesn't hold that it's Muksa Machmasmias. So too will he hold that the menorah that we began our shiur with may be moved. Idilma Harib menorah Lisura. One psak was that a menorah may, a candelabra may not be moved because, as we learned at the beginning of the shiur, we need to be concerned that it's going to fall apart and you're going to come back to put it back together. Rav Shimon, and then he paskened another psak. When it came to a candelabra that was an old candelabra, the Rav Shimon throughout our perek is not agreeing to the concept that such a candelabra is considered muksa machosmias. There he was makel, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. The Sefer Pachad Yitzchak says that whatever the Gemara uses the word choira, it means a heter. But there are, the Meretz Chayis disagrees. And he says, our Gemara is clearly a raya that you could use the word hoira and paskin le'isser. The Sefer Chodesh Aviv says that normally the word hoira means heter. But here is a unique situation because his wording was sort of not clear. Because he said, as we learned, hoira b'menoira k'rav shim b'ner. So, if he really meant to be makel, he should have said, Harib and Menorah can never have Shimon, or he shouldn't have connected them at all. The fact that he used this ambiguous Loshin, that's why we're not sure what to paskin. Says the Gemara, Ramalchia ikel lebei Rav Simloi. Ramalchia came to the home of Simloi, v'tiltel sharga, and he moved a candelabra that had been on at the beginning of Shabbos and then went out. That we're learning again throughout our parak, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to move such a lamp. Vic, he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Migdis Katsoy Lekul Shabbos is Katsoy Lekul Yoyma. Vicket Rav Simloi. And Rav Simloi was upset. And then the Gemara tells us another story. Rav Yosef Galiloi Ikla La'asoy Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Rav Yosef Galilei came to the city of Rav Yosef Chanina. Tiltel Shagar, he moved the lamp after went out, like Rav Shimon's opinion. Vikbid Rav Yosef Chanina, and Rav Yosef Chanina was also upset. So as the Sefer Chodesh Aviv explains this Gemara, he says, the Gemara is teaching us, what's the point, he asks, of the Gemara telling us these two episodes. He's telling us there's something to learn. From the first story, we're supposed to learn that if you come to somebody's house, and that person is a machmer, even though the rov of the city is maybe makel. Rav Simloi was machmer, but the rov was makel. You have to respect your host, and if your host is machmer, you should be machmer. The second story is not that the host in whose house he was staying was machmer. It was where the rov of the city was machmer. And again, if the rov of the city is machmer, you have no right to be makel. Says the Gemara Bavua, Ki ikla l'asrei de Rabbi Shua Melevi, when he came to the town of Rabbi Shua Melevi, have a metatl shaga. He would move a candle labra after went out, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ki ikla l'asrei Rabbi Yochanan, but when he came to the city of Rabbi Yochanan, loy have a metatl shaga. He would not move a candle labra after went out, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Manavshak. Iker Yehuda Sfirlei, if he agrees with the opinion of Yehuda, Levik Reb Yehuda, and he should never be allowed to move the candelabra. Vik Reb Shimon Sfirlei, if on the other hand, he holds like Reb Shimon, Levik Reb Shimon, and he should always move the candelabra. Answers the Gemara. Loyalim Reb Shimon Sfirlei. He personally held like Reb Shimon, and therefore you're allowed to move a candelabra after it goes out. However, Meshum Kvoided Reb Yochanan. However, when he was in the place of Rabbi Yochanan, who the loy of it? And as the Sefer Rosh Yosef explains, if he personally held like Rabbi Yochanan, then even if he came to the home of somebody who's makel, he has no right to be makel. if his personal opinion is l'chumra. The problem is that he, so that's why when he was in a home of somebody who was meikel, he was meikel as well. Only when he came to the home of somebody who was machmer, so out of respect to that person, he was also machmer. And not only says the Rosh Yosef was he machmer, because dvarim hamatarim v'acherim nagu bem iser, something which is mutter, but other people are machmer, the halachi is also linek hetu b'fneim, as the Gemara teaches us, Masechet Pesachim, daf nun amebeis. So not only was he machmer when he came to the houses, but even when he was in the privacy of his room, since the people where he was were machmer, he followed their opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shagwe de meshcha. If you have an earthenware candle lamp that they put oil in it, sharla tatula, you let him move it after it goes out. Obviously, he's following the opinion of Reb Shimon, who does not agree to the concept of muksu machmas miyas. The naftar, however, if it's made out of nafta, which even has a which is foul smelling, the halacha is osel tatula. Since even Reb Shimon, who allows us to move a ner cheres yoshon, an old earthenware lamp, by nafta he'll be maskim that it's osur. Tosfos, that's the way Rashi explains, since it's so foul smelling. Tosfos says that, so according to Rashi, the chiddush is according to Reb Shimon. According to Tosfos, the chiddush here is even according to Reb Yehuda. Because when has Reb Yehuda throughout this parak been telling us that a ner yoshon is muksu machmas miyas? He keeps on saying it by a ner cheres. But here, says Tosfos, we're not talking about a ner cheres, we're talking about a ner made out of matches. But since it's nafta, which is particularly foul smelling, even metal will be osur. Rav Yosef Tavayu, the nafta nami shoril tatula, the halacha is that you'll have to move it according to Rav Shimon. Again, we're learning with Rashi's pshat. Says the Gemara, Rav Avi ikel lebei Rava. Rav Avi came to the home of Rava. Hava me'isa be'kara betina. Rav Avi's shoes were very dirty from the mud on the road. Eisvei apurya kamei de Rava. They used to sit on the bed. They used to sit on couches on those days. And he sat down with his dirty shoes on the bed. Ikbid Rava. So Rava was upset how Rav Avi is sitting on his couch that way. Boilet Surei. So the way he wanted to give him Musar was to ask him questions that he won't be able to answer. Amalei. So he asked the Mai Tama, Rav Yosef Dama Tavaya, Shagad Nafta Nami Sharolat Atulei. Why do they both agree that you let him move a lamp that's made out of neft? It's certainly very foul smelling. It should certainly be Musksu Machmas Miyas. Amalei, Rav Avi responded, Hoy v'chazi l'chsuya be'mona. It has a use. What is the use? It can be used to cover a keli. And so anything that has a use is not muksa. Asked the Gemara, so Rava asked him, Elamat, if that's going to be your line of reasoning, we know that avonim, stones, are muksa. But why? Kol tzroi v'shebechotza matatlin. We should be allowed to move them. They should be allowed to be moved because they can be used to cover a keli. Amalei, so Rav Avi responded, Ha ikataris kli olel. Something which is a keli begins in a much better place. Because as we keep on learning, a kli shemalach del isser, the halacha is you can move l'tzara kufa mekaimai. So the fact that it's a keli makes it much easier in halacha. Hani versus Avonim aren't Kalim. And therefore, since it's not a Kali, Lekataris Kalalayim, so it's much more difficult to be Makel. And Rav Avya brought a raya to his opinion. Miloy Tanya, Hashirim, we're talking about different types of jewelry. Hashirim are bracelets, Hanazomim are nose rings, Hatabavs are regular rings. Harei Kebekola Kalim and Ton Bechotzer. As we're going to learn later in the Masechta Daf Nun Zayin Mabez, Chazal did not allow a woman to walk into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when she's wearing these jewelry, because they were concerned that they may take them off to show to their friends and then carry them Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is an Issa Deraisa. There's actually a Machlokes Rishonim if that halacha even applies in the Chatzar that has an Erev. Rashi's opinion is that it's only Osa and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but in a Chatzar that has an Erev, you are allowed to wear such jewelry. Tosfos, the Ritva and the Ran, say that even in a Chatzar that has an Erev, she may not wear that jewelry. And actually, one of the rayas to the opinion of these Rishonim is our Gemara, as I'll show in a minute. Now, the halacha is that they're not muksa. Harein kekala nekelim v'antal b'chotzer. They're treated like a klisha malach del iser, and a klisha malach del iser may be moved l'tzorich gufa mekoymai. Now the question is, why? Matam, why? If you can't wear them on Shabbos, they should be muksa. So says Tosfos, this is a riot in my opinion. Because if Rashi is correct, so of course they're not muksa. Because it's only in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that they may not be worn. But you're allowed to wear it in the Chatzar. So if you're allowed to wear it in the Chatzar, certainly it's not muksa. If you hold that you're not allowed to wear it anywhere, so it's understandable why the Gemara suggests it should be muksa. But if you're allowed to wear it in the Chatzar, that's why it's not muksa. But back to our sugya. Why are they not muksa if you're not allowed to wear it? The answer is, hoil v'ikataris kliyala, since it's a keli, and it can be used for a certain purpose, you could use it to cover a keli, that makes it that it should not be considered muksa. Therefore, hani nami, the neft menorah, hoil v'ikataris kliyala, it's not muksa. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, b'rich rachmona, d'loy saifei rava l'ravavya. He gave a special bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, raglei chasidav yishmor, that Hashem protected Rav Avya, that he wasn't embarrassed by Rava. So the Chasam Sofer has a very nice approach, Mahalach, how to learn this Gemara. So the Chasam Sofer says, when Rava asked Rav Avya this question, Rav Avya didn't even know the Brice, did not remember the Brice about the jewelry. Amaroyim, says the Chasam Sofer, are not expected to know every brisa. So Rava expected that Rav Avi is going to answer him. Rav Avi is going to say that you hold that you could even move cheres on Shabbos, and therefore Rava will say to him, oh. So if you're allowed to move cheres on Shabbos because it could be used to cover a keli, you should have taken a piece of cheres and cleaned your shoes. What did Rav Avya say? Rav Avya said, of course you're not allowed to move cheres. And since you're not allowed to move cheres, I did not have what to clean my shoe with. And the only thing, and because only a keli may be moved on Shabbos, but a keli is not going to be used to clean shoes. Ramalei Abai LaRava asked Abai to Rava a question on the opinion of Rav Shimon regarding Hilchas Muksa. Tanya, as we've been learning in our parak, Moisa Shemin Shevanev Shevakara, if you have leftover oil in a ner and a kara, also you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Muksa, it remains Muksa for the whole Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Matam. Why? Alma, as we've been learning throughout the parak, less like Rabbi Shimon Muksa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the concept of Migad Iskatsoy Lebein Hashmoshes Iskatsoy Lekula Yoyma. Verminu. Ask the Gemara from a Gemara Masechta Beya Daf Chav Vav Amen Aleph. The halacha is that Bechor, the firstborn male animal, must be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if it has a mum, it's given to the Kohen that the Kohen should eat, that the Kohen can eat for dinner. In fact, Bezman Hazeh, as we learned extensively in Masechta Bechairis, the halacha is that a Bechor is given to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to wait for it to become a Balmum. Until it's a Balmum, the Kohen can't eat it, because it really belongs on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara Masechta Beya discusses so Bechor, if a Kohen has a Bechor, it's Muksa. Because you can't just shecht it, even though yontif, you're allowed to shecht an animal, but a bechor can't be shechted, it can't, because until the chacham paskins that it has a mum kavua, you can't shecht it. So the Mishnah in Masechta Debeya discusses about a bechor that became by mum and erev yontif. But the person, the kohen, did not show it yet to the chacham if it's a mum kavua. And now on Yontif, this Bechor fell into a pit, and the Kohen is concerned that the Bechor may die if it just left in that pit over Yontif. So Yehuda says that a Mumcha could go down into the pit and check the Bechor, and if it has a Mum Kavua, we could check it. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you'll have to show a Mum to a Chacham on Yontif, and therefore it's not Muksa. Because already on Erev Yontif, it had this mum. Rav Shimon says that you're not allowed to show a mum to mumcha on Yontif. The reason is because Nirukim is sakin. And therefore, the Bechor that we did not show to the Kohen from Erev, that they did not show to the mumcha on Erev Yontif, remains muksa. And he says that even if the mumcha looked at it on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat from that Bechor. Because it became muksa, he was masiach das from it. Rav Shimon Omer. So the Gemara begins. Reminu. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says in Masech Debaya, Kol she'ein mumen nikam erev yontif. It wasn't established as a bal mum from before yontif. Ein zemen amuchem. It's considered muksa. So we see that Rav Shimon does hold of muksa. So how do we understand Rav Shimon's opinion? Here in our perek, we've been seeing that Rav Shimon doesn't subscribe to Muksa, and there he does subscribe to Muksa. Answers the Gemara Hachi Hashta. The comparison is not good. Hosam, Adam Yoshev Metzapa Emesay Tech Beneira. When you have a candle on before Shabbos, you know that it's going to go out on Shabbos. And therefore, since you know it's going to go out on Shabbos, that's why you're not maxedas from it. Hocha. But when you have a Bechor that wasn't identified to be a Balmum from before Yontif, does a person expect it to become a Mum on Yontif? There are many Sfeikas, points out Rav Shimon. First of all, Meima Omer Miyema Denofa by Muma. Who says that it's going to become a Mum? And as the Rishonim point out, as the Ran explains, that even if it was a Balmum from Erev Yontif, since we didn't know it's a Balmum, he's not expecting that it's going to become Balmum. And im tim tzulayim d'nafa bei muma, and even if it will become a Balmum on Yontif, meimeyem d'nafa bei muma kavua. As we learned in Masech Bechairis, not all mumim will make a Bechor into a Balmum. It has to be a mum kavua. Vim tim tzulayim d'nafa bei mum kavua, and even if it's a mum kavua, meyem d'mizdak lechachem. The halach is that you have to have a chachem that has special smicha, special license, to paskin that it's a mum. And because you have all of these sfeikas, that's why Rav Shimon holds its mum. It's considered muksa. Versus the candelabra, that's certainly going to go out. And therefore, that's why it's not muksa. Ask the Gemara, Moshe Rav Bechama. The halacha is that a wife who makes a neder, her husband can be made for the knife, the neder. So the Mishnah says later in our Masechta that Daf Kuf and Zayin Amud Aleph, Mefiim Nedarim B'Shabbos, a husband could be made for a neder on Shabbos. The Nisholim Nedarim Shana Tzarech Shabbos. The halacha is you could go to Rav to be mat the neder if the neder is Tzarech Shabbos. So now the question is, am I? Lamer, we should say the same Svara. Miyemid is Dr. Labal. Who says that a husband is going to be made for the neder? So that should make that whatever she made a nether on is muksa. So Taisus asked the question. She made something asur. She made a nether on a certain item, but that has nothing to do with the rest of the world. So since it has nothing to do with the rest of the world, that's why it's not muksa, because for them it's not usur. So Tosfos answers, the simple answer is that we're talking here that the nether she made was that she said that this food that belongs to me should be usur to the whole world. And therefore, it becomes muksa to the whole world because of her nether. She owns that food. And therefore, the halacha should be that it's muksa, just like the bechor is muksa. Hasam answers the Gemara. There it's different. Because as Rapinchas Mishmei Derava teaches us, Dara Rapinchas Mishmei Derava, Kol HaNederes Adas Ba'al HaNederes. When she made the nether, she knew that her husband has the ultimate control. So she never really made this item full-fledged muksa, because she knows she's really not the ultimate final say on this item. And since she's not the ultimate say on this item, that's why it's not muksa. Toshma, we also learned, Nishol Nadarm Shatzar Chashav B'Shabbos. It's the same question. Amai, why should it not become muksa? Lema miyem dem zaka lechachem. Who says you're going to find a chach to be mata neder? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, even if you're not going to find a chachem, ilayim zaka lechachem, even if you can't find a chachem, sagile b'shloish ajoitus. The halacha is that any three Jews can be mata or neder. So since any three Jews can be mata or neder, so you may not find a chachem, you're going to find the three regular Jews. And therefore, the muksa that you made was not a full-fledged muksa. However, hacha, as we said earlier, mumim can only be established by a chacham. Even though the halacha, Rashi and Tosfos both say, is that when it's an obvious mum, when it's missing a limb, that you don't need a chacham. But not every mum is an obvious mum. And you're going to have to have a chacham who has a license. And you may not find that chacham who has that license. And that's why there it's different. So the halacha is that you're allowed to be matar a neder on Shabbos if the neder is letzoruch Shabbos. For example, if somebody made a neder that they're not going to eat or drink, even if you had the opportunity to be matar the neder before Shabbos, the halacha is that anything which is a mitzvah to do, and your nether prevents you from doing a mitzvah, the halacha is you're allowed to be matter such a nether on Shabbos. Even if it's a tzorich mitzvah and not l'tzorich Shabbos, you're allowed to be matter the nether. And even if the nether is l'tzorich oinot Shabbos, that means somebody made a nether, they're not going to eat meat, they're not going to drink wine, they're not going to wear nice clothing, they're not going to take a nap, which are all in the category of Oynik Shabbos. Anything that's in the category of Oynik Shabbos, you're allowed to be matter such a nether on Shabbos. But if the nether is not Letzorich Shabbos, then the halacha is, even if it was a nether that you did not have the opportunity to be matter before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be matter on Shabbos. Because you could be matter the nether after Shabbos, and therefore you shouldn't be matter the nether on Shabbos, as we're going to learn in this Masechta. The halacha is, mimtza cheftzecha v'dabe dover, shlo yediburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal chol. And on Shabbos you shouldn't spend time speaking about things that you don't have to. This is all regarding being matter the nether. But the halacha regarding hafara, a husband being matter the nether, is very different. Because there the halacha is that by hafara, the husband only has the opportunity to be made for a nether b'yoyim shamay. So therefore, a nether that a wife makes and the husband's going to be made for, all nedarim may be you're allowed to do on Shabbos, because if you're going to wait for after Shabbos, it's going to be too late. So we learned in the Mishnah that Reb Shimon held that you're not allowed to move a candle that's lit. Ramalei Abayler of Yosef, me Amar Reb Shimon, that only when it's extinguished, you're allowed to move it. Kafsa in. When it's extinguished, you're allowed to move it. Loi kafsa la, but once it goes out, you're not allowed to move it. My tama. What's the reason why when the candle is still on, you're not allowed to move it? Because, says the Gemara, we're concerned. Dilma the hadid nakla, maybe while you're handling it, kafsa, it will go out. And therefore, says the Ritva, that this halacha would be only a halacha on Shabbos. But on Yontif, when you're allowed to extinguish a candle at Tzorech, you would be allowed to move the candelabra. Hashemini le Rav Shimon. But ask the Gemara, why should I not be allowed to move the candelabra, even if it's going to go out? It's a davar shenei miskaven. I'm not intending that it should go out. And we know that Rav Shimon's opinion is that a davar shenei miskaven is mutter. The Tanya, as we've quoted a braisa many times in this Masechta already, Rav Shimon Omer, Goyer Adam, a person's allowed to drag, kisei, a chair, mita, a bed, safsal, a bench, as long as you don't intend to make a hole. So here too, why should it be also to move your candelabra? It should be, even if it'll go out, it's a davar shenei miskaven. So ask Taisus, but we've learned that Rav Shimon subscribes to the concept of muktzah machas mitzvah. So the candelabra that's with your Shabbos candles is certainly muktzah machas mitzvah. And that's why you shouldn't be allowed to move it. Answers Taisus, the concept of muktzah machas mitzvah, very b'chiddush at Taisus. The concept is only when it's going to be mevazah the mitzvah. But moving the candelabra is not mevazah the mitzvah. And therefore, since it's not mevazah the mitzvah, we're back to our question, why can't we move it? Answers the Gemara. Kol hecha dekim mechaven ikasur deraisa. When if you had intention, it would be an issa deraisa. So therefore, kiloi mechaven, even though you didn't intend to do an issa, still gozer of Shimon midrabonin. However, kol hecha dekim mechaven, even if you had kavona, ikasur derabonin, it would only be also midrabonin. Kiloi mechaven, here where you didn't have kavona, Rav Shimon says it's mutter. And therefore, a candle, even if you moved it and it went out, that isn't considered a malacha deraisa. Why is that not considered? It is considered a malacha deraisa. It's a malacha of kibui. Whereas dragging something on the floor, that isn't chayrish deraisa. Because chayrish deraisa is only when you're intending to plow your field. And since it's you're not intending to plow your field, therefore here it'll never moving a shear can never be a malacha deraisa. And since it can never be a malacha deraisa, that's why it's not usur. Ask Tosis, but kibui, according to Rav Shimon, is usually a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa. And a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa is not usur m'deraisa. So answers Tosis that by kibui that there are cases where it's not a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa. We spoke about it earlier in the Masechta, when you want to turn it into a good wick. The Pnei Yeshua says, a very bechiddush. He says, even though kibui is a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa, he says, a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa is still a malacha. There's just a technicality that since it's ain't a tzricha l'gufa, I can't be chayy for it. But you can't compare moving a chair on the ground, which is bechlal not a malacha, to kibui, which is a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa. Because a malacha shenei tzricha l'gufa is just a malacha, there's a side technicality that makes you potter. Masv Rava asked the Gemara, is it true that only by Esed Rabbonin is Rav Shimon Mekel, by Dov Shen Mitzchavin, but by Esed Daraisa, Rav Shimon will be Machmer, midrabanan, if it's a davar shenei miskaven. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Klayim, Meicher Ksus, people who sell clothing that are shatnas. The halacha is Meicher Kedarkim. The latter wear them as to show them to people. Of actually, as long as his intention is not in the summer to wear it because of the heat, that's nuim. People who are medagdik never put on klayim, but tzluim, mafshim b'makal achreim, they put them on a stick, they don't put them on the body. Ask the Gemara, v'hocha, in this case, if somebody would have kavana to wear the beged, the chimichavin, it would be issa deraisa. Still we see that when it's no kavana, even though it could come to an issa deraisa, kiloy mechavin, still shari b'shim l'chatchila, so your teretz Asked the Gemara, the Rav Shimon is machmer on a davar she'eino mechavin when you could come to nisa deraisa is clearly not true, because here we see that Rav Shimon is mekel even when you could come to a issa deraisa. That's how the Gemara learns that Rav Shimon holds that if you're not having hanor from it, you're allowed to wear it, even though you're wearing it normally. There are Rishonim, however, hold that if there's a psik ratio that you're gonna have hanor, even though it's not your kavana, Rav Shimon would agree that it's osur. But again, the question is still here. If you're saying that Rav Shimon is machmer, whenever you come to an issa deraisa, here you could come to an issa deraisa. So now we're back to our original question: why does Rav Shimon hold that you're not allowed to move a candle when it's lit? Why are you worried that it may go out? It's a davar she'eino mechavin. And Rav Shimon holds davar she'eino mechavin is not osur on Shabbos.